From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect this afternoon. Jim Williams with you on this fine Monday. Beautiful fall weather in Albuquerque. I saw today the high's only going to be 76. This is the time of year that I love in New Mexico. I am very excited about the Claris Theology Conference. It's coming to Desert Springs Church October 20th and 22nd here later this month. The deadline for signing up is right around the corner. Discipleship Pastor Alex Schroeder is in studio with us, along with Luke Sowers. He's a partner coordinator for the Claris Conference, and that we're talking about today. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, we had you in a few weeks ago. I'm going to ask you, Alex, to push our listeners a little bit, because here we are in the Manana State.
Yeah.
Deadline to sign up is the 15th. Mm-hmm. I think people would be excited if they know why you're excited about this conference.
Yeah. 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 I'm excited. One, because I love God's word. And I think that is a significant thing that we're trying to do. We're not bringing in speakers that are coming in with soapboxes. They're not coming in trying to push an agenda. These are men that are students of God's word, and they're here to teach. And so if you love God's word, you want more of God's word, this is a good conference to be encouraged and built up in your faith. And so I'm excited to sit under the preaching. We'll have six sermons over the course of the conference, and so I'm excited for that.
You know, somebody asked me just yesterday when I was here. I've been at Calvary for like 38, 39 years. Church is 40 years old, so I've been here a while. And somebody said, well, why are you going to Desert Springs Conference? And I said, well, because I don't think we know everything. And it's funny, because every time you read a scripture, you could have read it. Like right now, I'm at a point in my life where I've read through the Bible like six times, like purposely from, you know, Genesis through Revelation. But I've also read all the books however many times. But you read things like I review a chapter of Proverbs to correspond with the day of the month every day. And every day I do that, those Proverbs speak differently to me than the last time. Luke, you're a partner coordinator for the Claris Conference.
Yes,
what's the partner coordinator do?
Yeah, I've been learning through this experience, just reaching out to different ministries and publishers and inviting them to come and present at the conference. And
So you're going to have cool books at the conference?
We're going to have some great books, some awesome giveaways.
So it's not like you come and you go away with just your notes and your memories. You're going to be encouraging people with a lot of stuff.
We've been really blessed. We've got, is it five or six book giveaways?
Six book giveaways.
Yeah, we're up to six book giveaways. So everybody who attends the conference is going to come away with six really good books that we're excited about. And so just those books alone, you're getting a smoking deal on some awesome books. Yeah. So yeah, we're excited on that.
The cost of the conference.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah. So right now, as an individual, it's $60 to register. If you want to pull together people from your church, small group, Sunday school, if you get 10 or more people together, it's $50. And then also if you're a student, so 12 and up in college, if you're a student, it's also $50 to register as well.
Yeah.
So we feel like this is a really affordable conference.
And it's not a big money-making deal. You're trying to cover your costs. You've got a lot of people
exactly
doing
right.
a lot of planning.
Yep.
You've got to pay some travel and stuff for your speakers. Who's speaking?
Yeah, so we have two speakers coming. Tom Schreiner, who's a professor at Southern Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. He's the professor we're bringing. And then we've got a preacher, Ramel Williams, and he's a pastor on the south side of Chicago. Yeah, we're really excited for these brothers. We have good relationships with them, so they're not unknown to us as a church staff. And yeah, we've said these may be names that can be a little unknown if you're not, you know, Tom's written a lot of academic books. So if you're not in New Testament studies, reading New Testament commentaries, Tom's name may be unfamiliar to you. But we're not going to bring in guys that we're not really confident are going to handle the word well and are not going to be edifying to us. So we're really excited for these brothers coming. So yeah, like you said, we're not trying to make money. We're trying to cover cost. we want to be a church that loves the Southwest and is helping churches in the Southwest and Christians in the Southwest. So this conference is open to anybody that wants to come. We've used it to invite friends and family and neighbors to. We're inviting unbelievers we know to come. This is not, well, it says theology. It's not just for pastors or for people in seminary. We want anybody to come to this because
so
think
you can even
be...
have people that I would say are doubters that want to have a conversation and are exploring.
Absolutely.
You want them to come as well.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
I enjoy when Christians are willing to engage in the conversation.
Yeah. Because
so many times people are afraid. I've just recently attended the International Symposium on Archaeology in the Bible, which a couple of archaeologists here from Albuquerque put on annually here in Albuquerque. And people don't realize all of the archaeology that is now supporting the historicity of the Bible. Not that the Bible needs to be supported, but in our minds, in our finite brains, it's just encouraging. The whole field of apologetics is just exploding. And the most important thing to me is that these archaeologists, they trust the science. They're not afraid of the science because they know the science will support what the Bible says. And that's exactly what's happened.
And
I think that as you study the word and you get more and more familiar with it, is it wrong for me to liken that to working out at a gym physically? You know, reading the word kind of is like a workout?
No, I don't think so. You know, Paul in 1 Timothy 4 says that we need to
he says,
discipline yourselves for the purpose of godliness.
Right, right.
Yeah, and then he says, for bodily trainings of some benefit.
Yeah.
So he even seems to be picking on this idea of bodily strength and conditioning versus the ongoing, even the eternal ramifications of spiritual discipline. Paul himself says in 1 Corinthians 10 that he beats his body like a runner, right, that he might not be disqualified. So there is certainly a benefit and value for Christians to grow and strive after more in the Christian life.
We're this afternoon talking with Discipleship Pastor Alex Schroeder. He is with Desert Springs Church, as is Luke Sowers. He's a partner coordinator for the Claris Conference. The conference is coming to Albuquerque October 20th through the 22nd. You can sign up online at Claris, C-L-A-R-U-S-A-B-Q.com. That's ClarisABQ.com. And the cost and everything is there. I signed up myself, and I'm excited about that. Tell us a little bit about Desert Springs Church.
Yeah. Yeah, so Desert Springs is church that's a little over 30 years old. We love God's word. We love church membership. We love preaching about the grace of Jesus Christ and what he's done to save sinners.
If you're a young family, why should you be in church?
Why should you be in church?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I would simply say God didn't just save us from sin. He saved us into his family. And so how tragic of us to think that the Christian life is just about our relationship with God and not us being reconciled to brothers and sisters. And I would suggest the biggest tangible blessing, tangible meaning that we can visually see it, that God gives to us is the church.
Yeah.
You know, I can read my Bible and the Spirit is using it to instruct me, but I can go on a Sunday morning and look around and see faces and say, that's God's blessing to me.
Yeah.
Jim, who's always the... So, Jim, but you and I think of people in our church, Jim, who's encouraging to me every Sunday when I see him greeting, saying hi to brothers and sisters in our church and loving my kids like a spiritual grandfather to them. And so, yeah, I think we can't undermine and act like the church is just kind of a secondary plan. It is God's mission and purpose on this earth is, as 1 Timothy 3:16 says, the church is the pillar and buttress of the truth.
Well, you guys are both pretty young guys, but I'm going to pick on Alex right now. Alex, I think that we're in a day and a time that I don't actually understand. I'm 65 years old, and I look at, let's say, people under 50, and I say, you guys are really young. And COVID is something that I don't know why it's had the effect that it's had, but it has. It's had a detrimental effect. I think there's people that I'm blessed by that are listening right now, but they've not been able to get out of the house. They've not been able to renew those relationships. They, in some ways, think that looking at a screen on a handheld device is somehow fellowship. And I sure want them on that attending services at Desert Springs or Calvary or Legacy or wherever. But that's better than nothing. But you need people, don't you? And tell me why you like what you're doing at Desert Springs. You.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was recently blessed actually reading this book that I'd love to recommend. It's called Rediscover Church. Is that Jonathan Lehman who wrote it?
No, I was thinking Colin Hanson.
It's Colin Hanson, excuse me. It's called Rediscover Church. It's for the exact category of person that you're talking about, somebody who maybe because of COVID or just for any reason is questioning whether to come and gather in person with a local body. And it's really helpful, and I was blessed by it. And so I'd recommend that book.
Do you think that there's more or less young people that are willing to be involved in interpersonal fellowship as compared to older people like me? Is there some resistance?
Maybe so. You know, we've had a sort of fear of missing out before, but I think now it's fear of better options, right? Could I be doing something better with my time, more fulfilling to me in my life than attending with church? And we, unfortunately, I think of church kind of consumeristically, right? What am I getting out of this? When we forget that, God's word uses the metaphor of we're like living stones in God's structure that he's building. So we all have, or members in a body, right? These are beautiful metaphors for spiritual realities that you have a gift to offer. You have something really essential to offer by gathering to the church.
Yeah, Luke, I don't think a lot of people see themselves as God sees them. They don't see themselves as spiritually gifted. They don't see themselves as a tool. And we so much want to encourage people. We're going to take a quick break. We're meeting this afternoon with discipleship pastor Alex Schroeder, Desert Springs Church, and Luke Sowers. He's a partner coordinator for the Claris Conference. That's coming up October 20th through the 22nd. It'll be held at Desert Springs Church, which is located at 705 Osuna Road Northeast. In Albuquerque, a little bit west of I-25. And you get off on Osuna and go west, and you're going to see Desert Springs on the right side. We're going to come back and talk more about this conference and why you should attend and be excited about it. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We are in studio this afternoon with Luke Sowers. He's a partner coordinator for the Claris Conference, along with discipleship pastor Alex Schroeder with Desert Springs Church. The Claris Theology Conference is really focused on the Apostle Paul and his writings. It'll be October 20th through the 22nd. They're taking signups right now at clarisabq.com. That's clarusabq.com. That's the website. You can get signed up there. Tell us about the focus on Paul.
So I think a lot of us know about the significance of Paul. We know the amount of letters he wrote. We probably know a lot of the theology he taught. But I think one thing that can be mistaken, and this was the thought behind this theme, was do we think about Paul and the instruction that he is to us as he lived the Christian life? So there's at least two times that I can think of in Scripture where Paul exhorts a church he's talking to imitate him. And so I think we would be wise to say, you know, Paul's not our savior. He's not Christ. Yet he is a faithful brother in the Christian life. Through this great cloud of witnesses, we can observe, be encouraged in, be instructed by. And so the heart behind it was, let's consider these moments that Paul goes from dealing with an issue in the church, teaching theology in the church, to give us these brief insights into his own biography. His own personal reflections on his own life and what we can glean from it. So hopefully, you know, Jim, you mentioned this in the first portion of our time together, how you've read the Bible, same passage a number of times, and you're hearing it differently. I hope that as these kind of throwaway details that happen in two or three verses at a time sometimes, we skim by to get to what feels like the meatier things in Scripture, that we would pause and meditate and slow down with the help of our two speakers, and reflect on Paul as a person like us walking the Christian life, and what we can learn about our own lives and what the needs we need the ways we need to honor the Lord today and ways we neglect or forget about.
You know, I have in my little list of topics today about taking the word for granted. A lot of us read it every day. Well, let me see. I'm supposed to read, you know, this chapter of Proverbs today, so let me rush through it just so I complete the task.
Yeah.
Rather than reading it with an attitude of reflection, letting the Holy Spirit speak to you as you read God's word, having an attitude of worship and awe as you go through it, because it really is awe-inspiring if you really listen to what God's going to say to you. I see you opened up your Bible there, Alex. What you got for, or sorry,
yeah,
Luke.
No worries. Yeah. No, I was, just as Alex was speaking about how Paul lived his theology, I was reminded of Romans 8, where he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" You know, that famous passage, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. Paul experienced all those things, right?
Yeah, and but in the list, it doesn't sound as difficult. Mm-hmm. But when he's talking about tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know what tribulation is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he went through, he was incarcerated. In fact, some of his greatest writings came when he was in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all things you're going to talk about at the conference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one of the passages Ramel will unpack for us is 2 Corinthians 1, where Paul says he was so driven to despair, he despised of life itself.
Wow.
And so, once again, a small, subtle detail that we can just gloss over and forget that Paul was in the depths of despair. Yeah. To the point where there was some measure, right? We don't know how significant, but some measure of despising the life he had.
Do you think, Alex, that someone that is feeling that despair right now, even as they listen to the radio, could be encouraged by going to the conference?
Certainly. So, yeah, one of the things that perhaps is the message I'm most excited to hear preached. So I'm on the side where I know the text. We've worked with these speakers to curate down. So I have a little bit more anticipation than, you know, the average person that's registering who just hears session one, session two, session three. But yeah, giving a little bit insight to what the various sessions will look like, that's what I'm really excited to hear. Because Paul goes on to talk about how the God of all comfort has comforted him. Hmm. And so I am excited. I know right now, in the Lord's kindness, my wife and I are in a fairly good season. But I know it's only a matter of time until we hit tribulation and trial. And I want to, in these moments where things are going well, store up in my own heart wisdom from God's word that will prepare me for when life gets really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think if we're not regularly pouring in that kind of good theology and good content of the Bible and looking at the life of the Apostle Paul, who suffered tremendously and said, we found not to lean on ourselves, but to lean on God in the midst of these moments. I'm better served in a year or two from now when things get really hard.
Luke, you mentioned that there's going to be some books that you are giving to the people that register. Mm-hmm. Give us an example of one of those.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited. We've got a couple books from Crossway, from John Piper, some newer books of his. One recently I read just called Why I Love the Apostle Paul, and it's great. It's encouraging. Theologically rich, but readable, digestible. And then he's got another one called Come Lord Jesus, which I'm really excited to read. It's all about the second coming. And so he's just one example of a few great books that we're excited about.
I love that. I also want to mention that a lot of people listening to the station right now are at the place you are right now, Alex. They're feeling God has blessed their family. They're very thankful. They have this perspective. They enjoy watching football games. They enjoy going to the school play. Their job is okay right now. For people that are in that place, isn't it, as you just mentioned, that much more important to continue in the Word of God?
Yeah.
I think sometimes when we're comfortable is where we fall away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, great example of that. I read with my daughters pretty often, Pilgrim's Progress. And we don't read the full one yet because they're still pretty young, but we have a picture book. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm going to totally forget the exact reference. But right as they're near Beulah Land at the very end of their journey, there's a land where it smells sweet. The sun's not harsh on their skin and things are going well. And they say as they're in this land, it's when we're most tempted when things are easiest. Mm. And even at their end of their journey, it seems like all's good. We've gone through all the Doubting Castle and the slew of, hopefully people have read Pilgrim's Progress or are familiar with these ideas. Mm. But yeah, so it's such an encouragement of, yeah, when times are easy, how easy we lean on our own strength. Mm. And we don't cry out in desperation to the Lord.
The Claris Conference is coming to Albuquerque October 20th through the 22nd at Desert Springs Church. That's at 705 Osuna Road Northeast in Albuquerque. The website to register is Claris, claraus.abq.com. And talk to us about how you register. What's the website look like when you get there?
Yeah. Yeah. First, let me just say we'd love for anybody to come. All are welcome and invited. We do this conference for our church, but also for others. We're on the radio talking about this because we want other people to come and benefit from this conference.
So if you go to a different church, you're more than welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We partner with a number of churches in town. We have hosts of other people from other churches coming. We gladly welcome it. And I mean, I was sending emails last week to other pastors in town saying, hey, we'd love for you to come to this. If you know people to come, we'd love to. We want people to hear about this. So please come. You go to our website. You mentioned it, clarisabq.com. On that website, you can find a schedule. You can find more information about those speakers. I think we even have on there resources that have been written by Tom Schreiner. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Tom really has written a significant amount. And then, yeah, on that website as well, you can click a registration button. It'll take you to a link, and you can register. And once again, it's $60 for an individual. If you sign up with a group of 10 or more, or if you're a student, you can register for $50.
And when you talk about students, I mean, if you're a sophomore at La Cueva or Rio Grande High School, you're mm-hmm. welcome.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I went to Claris conferences when I was in high school. Mm. And so I remember benefiting from those. And so if you're in high school and you're listening to this, well, you should be in class, first of all. But,
College students?
Absolutely.
How about old retired guys like me?
Certainly. Yeah. We really do feel like God's word is not for any particular demographic. God's word is sharper than any double-edged sword, pierces and divides joint and marrow. Every one of us, it's living and active and dividing for. And so we all want to sit under it. We all benefit from it. Any and all are welcome.
I mean, yeah.
What I have enjoyed personally about just being involved in the Word of God is I'm one of those people, I don't want to be convinced. I don't want to be persuaded. I just want to be told the truth. And this is going to be a conference that does that.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to see God's Word. You're going to open it up. Certainly there's always a perspective, not necessarily an agenda, but there's a perspective because people have different faith and different perspectives. But the Word of God, following proper hermeneutical principles, is interpreted pretty much the same way across the board. And I'm just excited about it as well. I registered. It's the Claris Conference at Desert Springs Church, October 20th through the 22nd. Talk to us a little bit about the schedule. We got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, so easiest way to talk about it is there's three big blocks, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. So each of those blocks will have a sermon from Tom and a sermon from Ramel. We'll take breaks between those sermons, let you check out our bookstore, where we'll have, I forget how many tables full of books brought in from a good publisher that is going to put these on display, and for selling. And fellowship, there'll be singing. And then, like I said, there's going to be those expositions, six of them in total, and concluded with a Q&A with these two speakers. So along the way, we're asking, jot down your questions, and we'll curate them and get them at the end of the conference.
And during the breaks, you're going to have a chance to meet lots of other people that you might not have met before.
Yep. Yeah.
Parking pretty plentiful at Desert Springs.
Yeah, we feel great about, we've mentioned in the past time, our new renovation that we've been doing for the last 18 months. And part of that was an expansion of what used to be a dirt lot that's now a parking lot. So yeah, we feel really great about parking. In our facilities to be able to accommodate folks that are coming.
And again, the church is located at 705 Osuna Road Northeast in Albuquerque, and you can go to clarisabq.com. Alex and Luke, thank you so much for joining us on ABQ Connect today. We're looking forward to the conference, and we'll have you back on to talk about maybe recapping what we did.
Oh,
the conference is October 20th through the 22nd. We're going to be back now with Stand True for Blue. Hope you'll stay with us. They're another encouraging entity. They spend all their time trying to encourage law enforcement and first responders. So we hope you stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.